My name is Don Shulman. I'm a professor of accents and languages, and I live in America. America is a thrusting, forceful, dynamic society, and that is why I like to get away from America as often as possible.
You're listening to CITR 101.9. That's Dan with Blood on the Saddle. Bye, Dan. Thank you.
Thanks,
for
buddy.
Another great show. And it was Chips with Everything with me, your host, Quentin. And Dave's here.
Yeah, having a good time. Yeah, yeah.
You're winning the temporary tattoos of the recently raved
crowd. Yeah, last night was wonderful. Yeah, infected mushroom.
We'll talk about that later on.
Yeah, what else? Let's see. And you saw some great show that you just thought was the 11 out of 10.
And more than that, we'll have British music from lots of decades.
Going to talk about food a little.
And yeah, because we've got berries, cherries, and beer.
Yep.
With us here tonight. So
yeah, which of course
the
is.
The talk may turn to those things.
Yeah, it's actually a lyric from that great Johnny Cash song that you'll remember. We fell through the window into the berries, the cherries, and the beer.
And that's the one where he shot the man in Jackson just to watch him do da, do da, do da, do da.
In Reno. Yeah, that's right.
Okay, this is the Dolly Rockers with Just Weird and Dolly.
A hot spot. It looks nice if we're at the end. A little bar full of married men. So meanwhile, here we go again. I'll say it out till God knows when.
It's happening
if you're wild on a holiday. Got an absolute cinnamon on bridge. And we'll flash our pants when we can.
It's happening if you're wild on a holiday.
Is it deja vu that I'm here with you? Gonna get an iPhone.
Just real darling. In my Saint-Tropez. Have a little dance.
Have a little drink and laugh with me tonight.
deserts turn to dark.
From the album Arc One by Beyond the Wizard's Sleeve, and essentially that whole album is, you know, kind of remixed versions of. It's like they took a greatest psychedelic hits of the late 60s album and remixed a bunch of the tracks.
Yeah.
That one, of course, The Stones.
Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah. And
it still sounds modern to some ears.
Yeah, it does to me. I was completely fooled. But that's in large part because, of course, like my friend Chris, the lawyer who's illiterate, I can't recognize one kind of music from the next.
There you go.
Which That's is why amazing. I'm fully qualified to be here.
It's a great album, though. And,
well, I gotta say, this
I highly recommend the whole thing.
Is this the one you said could possibly be the album of the year? Was that last time? Because I know you played them before.
Yeah, look.
There they are, looking beautiful.
There it is. Styles. Yeah. Left field, kraut rock, psychedelic rock, avant-garde.
Who's not going to love something with the word kraut in it? You know?
It's true. Before that, it was the Dolly Rockers with their single, Je Suis Une Dolly. I should have brought up a picture of them.
Yeah. Well, folks, what you do is if you have a rectangular glowing box with buttons lying on it in front of you, you just push on those buttons the words Dolly Rockers and look at all the pictures you want.
Yeah.
Okay? You know, it's... Right? Or the only people listening to today are people with wooden cabinet radios.
Three trashily dressed women wearing headphones and short skirts.
Yeah. They might not be...
with heavily dyed hair.
Okay, let's just say not role models for the young Republicans.
I don't think so.
No.
It's 5:15 on CITR. This is Chips with Everything, the British music show. And we're going to rock till
yeah.
6.
Yeah, which makes the fact that we went to see an Israeli psytrance show at the Commodore last night.
We did. We were at the Infected Mushroom.
Yeah, so it wasn't out of professional interest.
Yeah, I know. You were blown away by it, I know.
I was, you know, as I said, sorry, I got to get back in there to jump up and down repeatedly dancing.
Well, for me, the first bite is with the eye.
Right.
And when I clapped eyes on these guys,
right,
I'm like, wow, this meal isn't going to taste good.
Why? What do they make?
They're like, they dress like Australians. Like if, I don't know.
Come on.
I don't know. They're like, they look like Midnight Oil or something.
So they're like Israeli Midnight Oil.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And there's lots of flag waving stuff. You know when you go and see the Pogues, everyone waves Ireland flags.
Right, right. Oh yeah, there were some Israeli flags.
The Proclaimers,
right.
People have good Scottish flags.
Right, yeah, that's
there's
right.
Like Israeli flags getting that's a very masculine atmosphere.
It was. It was true. And that was good. Though. The music.
And, guys in flags, and it was a sausage party.
Wow.
There was like it was like 4/5 men.
You're right. You're right.
And it was.
Yeah, well, that's supporting my argument. It was reliable. It was repetitive. You knew where it was going.
That guitar is like Porno for Pyros came back. They're like Porno for Pyros with crossed with the Utah Saints, but maybe a bit faster.
Right.
If this is the 90s revival, I don't want to be involved with it. Jeez. But also, the other thing I didn't like them was that they were too square. I don't think these guys can be the 90s revival.
Right, they are. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. He was kind of a benevolent
conductor.
Benevolent conductor.
Yeah, he had a very much
encouraging. He's like, and yet,
encouraging. He was solipsistically trying to direct the crowd to feed his own ego.
You're right. That's precisely what he's doing.
Plus, but, it went on. I left after like 2 hours and 10 minutes.
Yeah, well, I didn't.
Still continued.
Yeah, there's something you should try to keep in mind, Quentin. That with the possible tiny exception of one. You know, the entire universe is made up of others.
It's
all
true.
Right. 97% of the people there, myself included, were up there.
They were
jumping up and down like crazy.
Yeah, I know. Everyone was going mental. Everything I didn't like about this show was everything I did like about the Andrew WK Evaporators show.
Right.
Like it went on for a long time. Like tons of really fast, high energy music mixed with big build ups.
Right.
You know, everybody jumping around in the throbbing mass and getting all hot and sweaty.
But
I don't like the energy. The mushrooms.
It's true. There was, for example, our young friend we were hanging out with, you know, these, I went to get some water and came back on the dance floor, and they were kind of like flies. I don't know. They were starting to circle a little. You don't get that thing if you go to a big event like that in, say, Manchester, or even here, if it's Polyphonic Spree or some nice people.
Yeah.
What do you got?
More music. 17 minutes past 5. This is Lydia Lunch and Clint Ruin. The song called Clinch.
I think he knew it too. Cause the pimples on my face spelled out I love you. Now I am his, and his I'll always be, and the
listening to CITR 101.9. So in 1958 to 59, there was a TV show in Britain called Oh Boy, the first teenage all music show on British television, and only survived for two years. and I think they made about 30 shows. They're a house band called Lord Rockingham's 11, who were really good, and everybody would appear on it. Like Cliff Richard was on every week,
right?
And tons of other, you know, everybody, Lulu, and you know, these kind of people would always appear. So the three surviving episodes, they took some of the best live performances, because it was all done live, of course, and put them on a disc. So that's what this is. These last two songs, the Dallas Brothers with Zing Went the Strings of My Heart, followed by Cherry Wainer with Loopy Lou. And that's what that was.
Well,
and they're a bit, I think that show was a little bit like Hullabaloo. Remember that show?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, where it was kind of a teenage show, but also plenty for grown-ups to enjoy.
Yeah, the early days of rock and roll. It would have been a hell of a thing to be at one of those shows, you know, when it was, this idea of being a teenager was a separate thing. It would have been the very first inklings of the freedom to come. I mean, they already had some as, you know, teenagers, the baby boom, that whole thing.
That's
nothing
true.
Like what they were going to, when they hit their stride, like 65 and on, 64 and on, you know?
Exactly. So I think this show was, even though it ran for a short time, is considered to be influential.
Yeah, in part because of the band mixing all those people together.
I think so.
Sort of like a biosphere or something.
Yeah.
You know, they're all hybridized and shit.
And then, you know, Cliff Richard was one of the presenters, and it made him, that's why he became famous.
Wow.
So that's the reason. So here's shows that are happening tonight.
Let's hear it.
Sunday, June the 7th. Okay, if you go to the Backstage Lounge, Pawn Shop Diamond and El Dorado.
Yeah.
And the Railway Club, Sunday night, always sounds so boring. It's like a chest club or something. Yeah. Dustin Bentall, Kent McAllister, and the Iron Choir.
No, I don't know.
That's $8 at the Railway Club.
Yeah, yeah. The lack of a patio, you know, when they shut it down to the smoking area there, you know, the patio, when they shut it down, I thought for some crazy reason they were going to expand it and turn it into an actual patio instead of the little outdoor corridor that it is, you know.
Totally.
Would have completely changed the versatility of that place.
But, yeah, that's what's happening. But here's a couple other good shows. Our friends The A's are performing.
Yep.
I'm going to play a track by The A's later on in the show. And they're on at the Red Square Vodka Bar, which is on Granville Street downtown.
Near the bridge, right?
I don't even, it's probably free. It's probably like $3 or something.
Yeah.
Somewhere between $0 and $5.
Have you drunk at that place? I never have.
No, I haven't actually. I don't know. I assume it's a vodka bar.
Yeah. I'll probably pop in for one tonight.
Yeah, I'll probably drop by. But also, even more interest to me.
Yeah, what else you got?
Michael Moriarty is performing tonight. Is that, can you remember the name of that restaurant? Rossini's. Rossini's?
Yeah.
And that's very close to Kitsilano Beach there. I can't remember the name of the street. It's across the road from the King's Head.
Yeah. York and you. So it's either you or York. You.
It's on U Street down, very close to the beach. Anyway, yep. Michael Moriarty, apart from being like an amazing actor.
Right.
He was on Law and Order, but before that he was in... He made a bunch of great films.
God, he's played some really nasty, psychotic bad guys.
I know, he's really good at playing weirdos.
Yeah.
So cue The Winged Serpent, It's Alive 3.
Listen, Adam, this is not a question of ethics. This is a question of justice.
Is that what he was like?
Yeah, yeah.
Adam.
He was sort of like this Baptist, highly moral Southern Democrat who eventually made his way up, you know, two generations ago to the Yankee land.
Well, you see, I never saw that program. I only know him from starring opposite Karen Black in movies from the 70s and the 80s.
Yeah, outstanding.
And he plays the piano in Cue, The Winged Serpent, which is a great film. The title doesn't really do that movie justice. It's actually a really well-acted, well-written monster movie.
Oh yeah.
It's a bit like Jaws, where like the actual performances rise above the genre.
Right.
And he plays the piano in that. And he even cut some albums back in the early 70s. He's pretty idiosyncratic in his style. He's almost like jazz improv, but I think it's just he's worked out his own way of doing it.
Huh.
And he is an American. He lives in Canada now. Yep. He lives here. And anyway, he's playing tonight.
Outstanding. Oh, I was wondering what he's doing. So he's going to be playing his music.
He's going to be playing. Yeah. Well, yeah. I assume he's going to be on the stage playing his piano.
Right.
That's what he does.
Outstanding.
So, yeah, that's tonight, too. What's happening in the city.
Yeah, and all the cheesy pasta you can eat. And I do mean.
I'm looking forward to it because I love the guy.
Yeah.
I want to see what he looks like in real life. And his style of piano playing is cool.
Good. Well, that's all good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
me if you're feeling blue. You tell me I don't pay attention to you. But if you wanna know just what I'm going through, you wouldn't phone those guys who mess around with you, girl. Oh, when I call you, I can stack my flats. You would the map before you dry your ass. I'm not a foot machine, a 1960s dream. I can go bet you listening, but you better see, girl. You're not unreadable, you're not unbeatable. I know just what you are, don't push your love too far. You're not untouchable, not just another girl. I get in touch with you, I only wish I knew that. I got your number, written on the back of my head. I got your number, written on the back of my head. I got your number, written on the back of my head. Got your number. I had a dream I met another girl, but in my mind she was just kicking sad. I hope I'm getting through the interference too. My mind is running out, I don't know what to say now. The operator saying cut the line. You wanna cut it by the very last time. You're only young at heart, but there's a time to start. Just realizing when I get down here. You are, don't push your love too far. Got out in touch with you, not just another girl. I get in touch with you, I only wish you knew that.
Where did he write the number? I didn't catch it.
Yeah.
He never said, did he?
Maybe on the back of your head.
That was the Jags. The Jags were a British band on Island Records. Three singles. That was their hit.
Yeah.
Number 17 it got to in 1979. Follow-up had 1 week at 75, which I think is the lowest position you can be in the British charts
days.
But and then two albums, Evening Standards and No Tie Like a Present, but bit of an Elvis Costello impersonation,
yeah,
eh?
Yeah, that's
a
okay.
A good one.
Yeah. I'd love to listen to that thing driving around. Reminds me of my friend Nick's MGB. We come out from Poco and go around the seawall once, you know, listen to old cassettes and with the top down.
Totally.
Frying your legs with the heater on, but you're at the top down, so the rest of you is freezing.
Yeah.
Feeling cool.
And that's the sort of thing you'd be listening to?
Of course. Feeling fantastic, you know? Take it in the night air. What else happened there?
Before that, it was another Ersatz band. This one, if you may have thought, God, was that some wedding present song that I've never heard before?
Yeah.
It sounded so like them, unbelievable. But actually, it was a band called This Poison who made two singles on the wedding present's own reception record label. So I guess they went out, they found a band that sounded really like them and decided that that's what they wanted. I don't know. They made the two singles are great though, but they do, it's too much of a homage.
Yeah,
it's too much of a homage.
Or maybe it just says something about the ego of Wedding Present. Maybe they just kept auditioning bands, so they found one that sounded as much like them as possible.
Exactly. And then before that, it was Pop Elite itself with their version of Hawkwind's Orgone Accumulator, one of the best songs ever written. Certainly in the top 10.
Wow.
It's true, man.
Okay.
Everyone knows that.
Yeah, I know. It's funny, on the way over, I was... I bet my daughter a quarter that that was the case. She said, no, we looked it up.
Oh, and it was true?
Yeah, it said somewhere between number 1 and 10.
There you go. Orgone Accumulator.
Yeah, go out and buy it now. Hot wax, kids. Hot wax.
Forget, you know, I bet in one day, there used to probably be dozens of Orgone Accumulators in Vancouver. Nowadays, you can't. There's not even a sensory deprivation tank in this town.
Yeah, it's true. What's left? You know, fancy water filters. How much fun is that as a way to help?
Tell me about it, Stu.
Oh, I will, actually. They've got them, you know, instead of bottled water. That's what they have.
It's great.
Well, yeah, it's all shiny and stainless steel, but it's not like going into a tank with... They're not going to make a movie with William Hurt in it about water purifiers. That's all I'm saying.
That's true. That's actually really true.
Yeah.
So it's 17 minutes to 6 o'clock. At 6 o'clock, Queer FM is going to be on.
And Heather will be serving up her usual ladles full of news, views, and unrelated music, of course. That's the world music stuff she likes. But the news and views will all be about the gay, trans, everything. Transgendered, two-spirited, bisexual.
Every now and again, she has a music special and she gets in some...
It's true.
DJ to spin some disco numbers.
But usually it's a good, healthy shepherd's pie slice of politics, news, editorial.
The Folk Festival is actually coming up, of course.
Yep.
July the 19th, or the weekend of...
Yeah, 17th to the 19th.
Yeah.
Yeah, weaker thens. I know we're going to be one of the big bands on the first night.
The aforementioned Proclaimers are performing.
Are they? Oh, that.
Yeah, they're always a laugh.
Yeah, yeah, they'll get you up and stomping for sure.
Yeah, I'll not be there.
No, me neither. Great festival. Yeah. Best in the land.
Great.
Oh, I
the
love
good
it.
News is they can have booze now.
Yeah, that's right. Beer tent.
You're finally welcome to, I don't know, welcome to modern life, Vancouver.
What are you going to be doing instead?
Camping.
Nice.
Johnson Lake.
Oh, right. That's right. Yeah, it's a wonderful world out there. I did some canoeing this last week and a half ago for about a week.
You missed the Evaporators show.
I know. What was the main guy's name? The American guy who came up?
Andrew W.K.
Is there any chance he's going to be around again sometime, you think?
I think he will.
Yeah?
I hope so.
Hmm.
He'll be back.
Oh,
Well, that was The As, and as we previously mentioned, they're playing tonight, and they have a most recent product. It's called The As Nation EP, and that's a track from it called Sour Grapes. And tonight at the Red Square Vodka Bar,
it'll be sweeter than the berries and cherries and beer that we've been consuming on a steady basis.
I know. Yeah. I know. Thank you to that lady at the side of the road.
Love her.
Gave us the berries and the cherries.
If I was going to say anything about The As, they're not hard-edged, not even hard-nosed.
We saw them on Friday.
They were good at Hoko's.
We don't really need to go tonight. Although they are debuting a different drummer.
Oh, tonight. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, I just think that they are... You know what they're like?
They're actual... Who?
I'll tell you. They're like a decent burgundy, right? Which tastes good. Tastes good right now. Crack it open. It's great. Put it on the shelf. Let it mature. But luckily, this is music, so we get to see their progress. I've been watching them. How long now has it been? 3-4 years? Right?
Their first gig was in November last year, dude. It's been like 8 months since day one.
Okay, right. Yeah, okay. So 8 months, 4 years, whatever. The idea is... Well, that's exactly my point. It's like they've had 4 years of musical growth in the last 8 months.
They certainly had like 5 drummers or something.
Man, they're gelling.
Speaking of excellent Canadian women in the music biz, Peaches has a new album out. I don't know if anyone pays attention to Peaches anymore, do they?
Well, we do. Here we are paying attention.
The album's called I Feel Cream. And I don't know, that's probably like her fourth album or something. Same old stuff, harsh beats, uncompromising lyrics, in your face type stuff.
Right. And also, of course, the wonderful backdrop, the mise en scène, which is her self-destructor life, right?
Kinda. No, she's more into the empowerment stuff, I think.
But I
take it how you will.
All right.
Maybe the impairment stuff is just, you know, irony beyond what we can or male minds can comprehend.
No, she's great. Like, I'm glad that my daughters were into her, for example, right? I think she's a great, I wouldn't say, I don't know about role model, maybe. I don't know.
Okay, let's listen to the track. It's called Showstopper.
To take it with me, what a gay time it will be. Cups and cakes, cups and cakes. Please make sure that nothing breaks. The china's so dear and the treacle so clear, and I'm glad that you are here. Milk and sugar, bread and jam. Yes, please, sir, and thank you, ma'am. Here I am. Cups and cakes, cups and cakes. I'm so full, my tummy aches. How sad it must end, but I'm glad I'd a friend sharing cups and cakes with me.
That was Spinal Tap have a new CD out. We didn't really investigate this before we went on the air. I am a proud possessor of their two previous albums. One is the soundtrack for the movie, of course. The other one is Break Like the Wind, which probably came out in the late 80s sometimes. It's also an excellent album.
Yeah.
This one, I don't know what this is.
Right.
Like, that's not the version of Cups and Cakes that's on the, you know, Smell
right.
the Glove album
right.
or the soundtrack.
Yeah,
well, but I don't know. It must be re-recorded stuff. But there's some new things on here too. There's songs I don't recognize.
Well, that's good, right? Because you don't want it to be a completely similar experience to the one you've had before. But this is a band that did three concerts in one day on Canada Day one year in three different cities.
True.
Outstanding.
They did do that. That's right.
I mean, that's great. Giving it up for the audience. Oh, I love it.
One of the great memories I have of Spinal Tap is when they did that Freddie Mercury memorial gig after he died.
Yeah.
And they got all these pop stars out to perform. And Spinal Tap came on and they just like absolutely killed. It was so good. I think they only did like two songs.
Nice. Which is smart
really
to do,
good.
Right? Yeah. Really? Was it a good gig?
Oh yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah. People giving it up
for
Freddie.
Yeah, yeah. Well, their whole entry of Spinal Tap took longer than the actual time they were performing songs. Like, they had red carpet and they were dressed up like kings or something, and you know, people took their robes and so on, and then they came out. And I think, as I said, I think they only did two songs, maybe three.
That's brilliant. That's selling
really
the sizzle
good.
And
but,
the steak.
You know, there's a few songs that you hear referenced in the movie. There's three different versions of Jazz Odyssey on this.
Right.
What other ones? Stonehenge is on here again.
Yeah,
I haven't had a chance to listen to it, see whether or not it's the classic version.
Yeah, it sounds like
I'm almost tempted to give Jazz Odyssey a spin just to see what it sounds like. Should we do that?
Yeah, I think we should. And we should also point out that although it is the best time of the year, we're not sure about the weather. And later on, we're going to be talking weather.
Later on, we're going to be off the air.
All right.
Maybe we should do the weather now.
Yeah, let's do the weather now, then we're going to investigate Spinal Tap.
Okay.
Whoa.
It's cloudy.
That doesn't look good.
It's 20 degrees centigrade. It's going to rain tomorrow, probably, and Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. But, hey, you know what? That's fine.
Because
plants need water.
And the weekend looks stellar.
Yeah, it's going to be stunning. So, you know.
So, if you're a Monday to Friday person, good for you. If not, well, get out there anyway. That's what I say. It's not so cold. It's just wet.
So I've got I queued up Jazz Odyssey 3.
Yeah.
We'll give it a little spin, see what it's like.
Well, what was it though? In the movie, is it just referred to something cold? Yeah, we went through.
No, what happens is that when
David St. Huggins?
Yeah, when the other one.
Oh, God.
Nigel Tufnell quits
Nigel
the
Tufnell.
Band. They can't do his songs anymore, so they have to like start digging to the bottom of their
what they can produce.
And one of them is like a freeform 20-minute long
Jazz Odyssey
written by the bass player. They actually do show a little bit of it.
That's right. Like, and because by the end of it, there's only one guy left in the entire audience, I think. Everybody else leaves.
People are all like, right.
Yeah.
So anyway, here it is. And we're going to go because Heather's here to do her show in about 2 minutes' time.
Just one thing, everybody. If you don't have blue cheese in olive oil, get a jar of it. Oh,
Quit saying it needs to be a man.